In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is a human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun, and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love and faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, pranarians or inediates, solarians or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part 4 of our 4-part program entitled Elitom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction.
For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us as we return once again to Ohio, USA to speak with Elitom Ben Israel, who will give us a little more insight into the first days of his lifestyle as a breatharian.
Did you ever feel the need to talk to someone about what you were doing?
On the beginning stages I did, but once I got to negativity, because I came up where it was nowhere around, that knowledge wasn't even there. So it was a quick door shut from every direction. So that's where it made it hard for me. I had to go, how am I going to recreate this, deal with it until I could bring it forth and it gets stronger. So on the initial stages, there wasn't nobody to talk to.
So it's like a calling inside that's so strong, you're going to do it no matter what.
Yes.
Where did you get this inner strength to just trust that everything will be okay? How did you have so much faith?
Well, actually, when I started noticing the aches and pains in my body going into my later 20s, didn't know what it was, tried to deal with it, went to the doctor, he had me some medication. But then I ran into somebody who just said, leave meats alone. That caught me right away, so I went into it. What else am I going to do? And then when I started seeing the improvements of the body through diet, and the body started healing itself, then that got me on an avenue to understand more about what goes into the body and food, period. So I started taking it to higher levels to learn more and more and more. You start seeing the body bring forth new benefits, you know, of energy, of health, vitality. So then right there, that's the motivation, the inner strength, the courage to keep on going. And then you start running into, well, how do I supposed to die? Do I supposed to die from liver ailments, cancer, strokes, diabetes? They're all preventive energies that's brought forth by habit. But that's out there. Well, won't you just quit the habit? And maybe you can live longer, enjoy more fruits of life because, you know, you start loving life. You love life.
Did you keep a diary to document this journey you were taking?
Yes. Actually, I got quite a library that I wrote myself. Not only dealing with the 21-day process, even dealing with different things you go through. Like I said, I did many experiments with myself. Well, what happened if you eat this? I even got things documented where 1 minute I'm eating all oranges all throughout the week, just eating oranges, then all of a sudden I get a 100% orange juice out the machine, and all of a sudden I felt the negativity of energy just from going from something that simple. I had all of these high motivations to do this and do that, and that just took it all out of me. So the food alchemy piece, everything you put in your body, dealing with how the energy is, how pure it is, everything has an effect on your thinking. Because come to find out, your body is your thought process.
Once you had reached the 21 day, what was that like? Did you celebrate? Did you do anything different? How were you feeling?
Well, actually, I was happy that I got through it. But the main thing, I was still in awe that the body was still running around.
As someone who had been through all the initial trials and challenges of becoming food-free, Ellie Tom has some helpful tips for those who have a busy lifestyle.
Do you have any recommendations for someone who is interested in becoming a breatharian but still have a job or family? What do you suggest?
Well, and that recommendation right there is basically dealing with myself on a challenge I took on having a family and having a job. You want to take it more slowly instead of just going all the way out, not eating and drinking, and this is going to happen. That's what I start recommending, the different diet changes. That's very important because if you're already overweight and stuff like that, you know, I don't know if that got something to do with it, but at the same time, you do want to start strengthening the body. The more and more it becomes healthier, the more and more chi it has. The higher the diet, the more chi you have. So what you want to do is just start gaining your energy. That's the best recommendation I could give. And also put your body in the cycle where you're at least fasting once a week. I do recommend that. So the body could get used to over a period of time and it gets stronger. And it'll grab that other percentage. And I guess that's what I'm going to bring out up to. Say if I got a plate of food in my hand. You got the potatoes right here, the corn right here, and something else right here, and you're about to eat it. But at the same time, I said earlier, everybody's a breatharian because you would die without breathing before you would without food or without water. Breath is doing something for your overall makeup just to move right off the rip. So on this plate of food, you already have a space there of dealing with chi because that's what you're living off of. As time goes on, you're removing something off the plate, like say a little bit of the corn. More chi is coming on that plate over a period of time. Then you're moving some of the potatoes. Again, more chi is coming on that plate. You follow me? The more and more you start moving food off the plate, the more the other energy, which is food, is just more subtle, is coming on filling up the plate for you to live off of. But as it goes, everybody is already living off of chi. Chi motivates or moves nature. And you are a representative or a duplicate or a microcosm of nature. Same thing. Got the four elements in the body and everything. So the chi is the main function, and all you're doing is just bringing more in or allowing. It's not a forced thing at all. You're allowing more chi to come into the body so the body can function naturally like it was designed to do.
In order to help other people who are going through the same food-free process or are thinking of trying it out, L.A. Tom wrote a book about his personal experiences.
You mentioned earlier about a book. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like?
Okay, the book is called It's Okay to Be Healthy. And that right there is a book dealing with a person taking control of their health at a deeper level. You start out at one level, you know, you learn different things, but at the same time, there's other knowledge out here that you can grab that can take the body even further to where some of the preventable diseases you don't have to never have, don't have to get them. And if you do have them, you should be able to reverse the process because it's your body. Your body's listening to your mind. There's nobody holding us down, putting food in our mouths, in our bodies right now. You have control of that. And you also have control of how you're spending your time throughout the day. And this is what the book is dealing with. And the gift that you're going to be given is more time. That's what it deals with. How are you spending your time in life? Because that's going to determine what your health is. It all goes hand in hand.
What made you want to write this book?
When I went through my transition, I said, this is what people need to know or need to hear. At least put it out there on the scene. But what motivated me and to put more deeper thought into it is when Supreme Master Television came to me and wanted to know a lot of information. And then I started to see the horizon on how many people really want to know. Before what I told you when I first started, when I first grabbed the knowledge, nobody was interested. So when I went into it and started teaching, there was just a small group. But now I'm beginning to see how many people at least want to know that these avenues or this knowledge is being brought out, and that there's higher levels of food alchemy that a person could go into, and it's all up to them. So the whole motivation of bringing this forth is, you know, good for me. I'm putting more thought into it, and now I got a chance to share all my notes that I've collected throughout the years, bringing in different scenarios, the different falls. A lot of people, you know, who go into teaching don't want to bring in the falls that they have, some of the things that they've been into. I don't have no problem with it at all to show you that this human being could put themselves into this cycle and the body could keep going on and on and on. And this should be a very interesting book. It's not very big. It don't have to be big. It's just the crucial knowledge getting straight to the points without all the fanfare. But it'll give a lot of an answer so people can start their journeys.
L.A. Tom, thank you so much once again for your time and your wonderful answers. You just add another dimension to the human evolution.
We appreciate your magnanimous company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and kindness every day.
To contact Eli Tom Ben Yisrael about his breatharian lifestyle, please email elitomben11969@hotmail.com. Literature on living food free. For a complete list, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/breatharians.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.